The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
We're talking about podcasts. We're talking about poopy pantsy podcasts.
It's a poopy pantsy podcast, yeah. And I'm Jordan, completely dry. not a squirt of poop.
I'm Doge, and this is separate from the podcast, but you guys should know I'm clean as a whistle down there.
That's good.
I'm not even worried about it. Today's punchline is it had a hard drive.
Why did the computer immediately take a nap when it got to its destination?
Yeah, basically same thing. I was going to say, why did the laptop pass out after its road trip?
Why was the computer late for work? Good job. You guys are on the joke wavelength.
We're on the joke wavelength.
As good as
you're tapping into the joke stream in a real way.
I'm Carter, and the last time I pooped my pants, when we talk about pooping our pants,
even a little.
I think it is.
If your pants are on and poop has come out, you have pooped your pants.
I think maybe the last time I pooped my pants was, it had to be between 2 and 3 years ago, perhaps.
I'm always sometime within the last 2 years. I don't think I've ever made it more than 2 years without a little bit.
Guys, 12 months is sounding like an impressive record from over here on the Doge side of this podcast. Just so
you
guys
like
are aware.
Sounds like 50% of what my max is.
Are you aware of this? Norovirus. Do you know about this?
Norovirus?
Norovirus. It's going around in our community. And it is, it is just awful cramps and bad tummy aches. And it's pretty bad news.
Do you
if that's the case, then it's less than a year ago.
I'm a special guest, Gage, and
yeah, hey, I weigh in on this one.
I actually have never pooped my pants, but I am
that's
absolutely
not true, dude.
That's not true, dude.
It's factually correct. And
I wish you felt comfortable being honest on this show. I feel like we're a pretty.
You're talking about in your whole life, Gage?
In my entire life, yes.
This is not
false.
True.
You were a baby once.
Are you getting hung up on the definition of pants here?
The second that my diapers were off, I was
pooped my underwear.
I've pooped my shorts once a month for the last 3 years.
Some of us are just born with special talents.
No, I'm sorry
that everybody
so it is. You're hung
I
just up think on that we said pants.
Yeah.
No.
If we had said pooped ourselves,
I have never
not,
pooped in my
have
underwear
you ever pooped your
or
adult
pants.
Body?
You have no. In your diaper though.
Yeah, but that's okay, not great. Pooping your pants.
Diaper is pants.
No, because poop is designed to go into diaper.
No, diaper
is
pants.
First of all, poop
if
is
you're
designed
to
go into nature.
So you can't ever say you've pooped
the
toilet.
One spitting in the face of
don't
God.
Don't ever say you
poop
your toilet when you poop.
In man-made
designed for that.
I am, however, pounding spoiled coconuts, so maybe that will change soon.
Yeah, that's fair.
It is it's funny possible. That the sour coconut and poopy pants happened in the same episode of Survivor. Could there be a connection? I'll never tell.
A sequel in episode 3?
A squeakquel, if you will, even for the dang. Poops. It, we're talking about Survivor season 50, episode 2, the Poopy Pants Chronicles, the good doctor himself. If you haven't watched it, we'll spoil it. But if you haven't watched it, just go watch it. And
yeah, go watch
because
it.
It's one of the most joy-filled moments of television I've ever experienced.
He had multiple.
Yeah, it made me really, really
not Poopy
happy.
Pants, multiple joy-filled moments. Yeah.
It's because he's the
he's
good doctor. But
on this episode.
The way... he's filling his pants and our hearts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like 40 minutes after he poops his pants, he's talking to Joe from under the hammock.
Oh, that was so good.
Just like literally rocking him like a baby.
So good.
This is a really, really not a very common, I guess, analogy. You guys might not get this immediately. In the third
Here comes the part
Matt
where
Reeves,
like, you guys are stupid and I know everything.
In the third Matt Reeves Planet of the Apes movie, the ape who's played by Steve Zahn, who's like, bad ape.
Right.
Oh, bad ape. Hibiki reminded me of that little ape when he was
laying
rocking the
under
hammock
the-
like, through the grid of the hammock. And I don't know what it was about him.
Yeah.
But
what
I just see him
was
like a
knuckles.
Was
it that he has knuckles like that?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Hey, what if I told you that I referenced Bad Ape to Carter
today?
Did you really?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Wow. What a tangled web we weave, much like the web of a hammock upon which laid Joe. We've got a little bit of Joe to talk about. We will get there.
Hey, guys, I need to know, is it crazy, though, while we're talking about Pubicky, is it crazy if I tell you Christian's my favorite of all time?
No.
No?
No.
No, I
Christian
think,
is certainly not the best of all time.
No.
Not even really
my
in a conversation.
Not the best of all time either.
I think Christian Hubicky is like... my number one favorite Survivor contestant.
I respect that completely.
He's incredible.
I love him so much, dude.
He's so
yeah.
Good. He brings, there's a certain
I pooped my pants,
like,
so he wouldn't feel bad.
Yeah,
so, while I was watching
it in solidarity. I think there's a certain amount of like lightheartedness that, so there's a new era lightheartedness where like the game's not serious and I don't care for that. But there's a Christian Hubicky level of lightheartedness where it's like the game matters, but in between gameplay moments, we can still have a good time.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that, particularly because he tends to weave in those lighthearted moments like into his methodology of playing the game, which I think is really fun.
What a great Christian Hubicky episode, by the way.
Almost all of them are if he's there.
Yeah, I was going to say, fair. I feel like he could share equal amount of time with everybody on Survivor and it would still feel like...
Okay. Now,
his episode.
Do you think that Devins is aware of this and is feeling a little bit like, I wish I was Christian right now?
I don't think so.
I think he's aware of Christian's pull for sure. I think as a perhaps, I mean, anyone who's on Survivor, especially Survivor 50, could probably clinically be diagnosed as a super fan of this show.
Mm-hmm.
But Rick does feel like the champion of the super fans for Survivor.
Yes.
By the way, he wants to play things and make memories.
Positive connotation. Because he's trying to deliver a good TV show more than 100%. He's trying to like leave a lasting legacy or some
but
weird
also,
thing.
But also, educated on these kinds of things, loves the storytelling of it all. So I do think he, like us, resonates with just the goodness and the beautiful innocence that is Christian. And he wants to be a part of it. I think he knows this will be the best thing. I also think no one is safe in an alliance with Rick, to be quite honest.
He's on a really interesting tribe for somebody who is a big super fan in the way that he is. Because Rizzo is also a big super fan, but interacts with the game really differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we, what if we, because I don't know if we've, Jordan probably knows it and he's so good at it that he just gets us through his order of things in terms of how he wants to talk about these episodes. He's such a good leader in that way. Is there a way that we could try the idea of like going through each individual on our team and just giving it felt daunting
like a progress
at 24.
Report?
Progress report. It could even be a one word thing.
Yeah, let's do it.
And we can talk about that person as we get there too. Because it is worth talking about.
I'm going to pull up our spreadsheet. Carter, do you want to tell the people the name of the spreadsheet that you named for us?
Sir, it's been knighted. What was once Mr. Bivins, B-U-I-V-I-N-S, is now Sir Bivins.
Sir Bivins.
Good for him.
Sir.
Does that come with land?
Google sheet.
A knight of the Fijian kingdoms. 100%. I think.
Comes with land.
I assumed it would come with land, yeah.
Comes with poop.
Comes with land. Sometimes with sea.
Comes with poop.
By land. One if by land, two if by sea, three if by shit. I think.
Really? Yeah, two if by
it
shit.
It would make more sense if it was two, yeah.
Yeah. You get it.
One if by sea, two if by shit. Three if by land?
Wow. Gotta be.
I'm not comfortable with that.
I don't mind going through mine first.
Yeah, go for it.
Go ahead.
It just seems I'm here. I'm going to go just in the order of when I picked them. My first round pick, D. Ever since y'all started talking about, first of all, she's the only winner left.
Spoiler. Expected.
Yeah.
Which is what y'all called. I didn't want it to be true, but it makes a lot of sense to me because I have one of these winners. But I do think, I don't know, in such a gamer type game, everybody's talking about everybody. I don't know about too many people that aren't getting talked about. And my next person certainly did, and it didn't last long. But with D, I do worry about the merge if she gets there. She's got to be a first or second person out if she gets to the merge. And remember, I'm saying if now. We're still not getting a lot of D in these episodes, which I think is kind of interesting. I'm not surprised that we are choosing to focus on those that are closer to the middle and beginning of these 50 seasons of Survivor. And we'll get to Rizgot in a little bit, but maybe he's getting the most of the new outside of something of tearing his Achilles. Cerie, for me, still feels in control. She's not coming up anymore, which is crazy, except people are starting to pick up on her alliance. It's no surprise. And to be honest, I think she's aware of that. But this felt like a pretty good Cerie episode. I love when she, one of my favorite things about her as a narrator is her very confident, charismatic way of talking about how good she is. It doesn't ever bother me. You know what I'm talking about? She's like, and then that's how I do my thing. She's like, well,
no, there's nothing cocky about Cerie because she is that good. And if anything, I actually think she kind of downplays her own skill a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's not annoying when she's like, I'm Cerie. Because it's like, you are. I mean, fair enough.
And she's also not bragging. She's just like, this is a
this
fact.
Is how it's going to go down.
Yeah.
It's not like she's not telling TV, I've done all this stuff. Like, I mean, referencing Sandra will look at the camera and be like, I'm the queen. I'm the best. Cerie is just like, this is the results.
Dude, even Sandra, I kind of give a pass too, which she's like, I'm
no, it doesn't
queen.
Bother
like,
me
yeah,
either.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
But to be fair, this is reality TV. They better be showboating at least a little bit.
Of course. Yeah. Well, and with Cerie, it feels more like if an NBA player is like, I'm 6'8", you're not like, quit bragging. Yeah. It's just like, you are.
Yeah.
You are 6'8".
I can tell.
You were born that way.
I can tell by your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you get there, I guess. That's funny. My third round pick, which is starting to feel more like a first or second round pick, was Mike White.
For real.
Man, strong Mike.
Strong Mike. Muscle Mike. Like, my guy is not just for show. Our challenge.
Comp that, beast Mike White.
In that first heat on our immunity challenge.
Yeah, dude.
He was the first person done in the first heat. And if I'm remembering correctly, was not going against, certainly not against Aubrey, but I can't remember who he was up against. It wasn't Jonathan.
No, he hauled
Jonathan's
it.
same team, but he hauled it. I was so impressed.
Yeah, he crushed it.
Do we think that I'm just thinking about tribe dynamics and not to get ahead of it, but we have a moment with Coach like flopping physically after going for a swim.
Yeah.
Do you think that Coach sees Mike White so in shape and is like,
dang.
I should have worked out more.
Coach is older than him though, yeah?
No, Mike White is the oldest on the cast.
Oh, that's incredible. I love that so much. And we get to hear Mike White. I think I have the two of the best narrators, and I wonder if that's a part of my worldview.
It certainly is.
I want good people that can commentate about stories in life.
It's certainly part of your point accumulation as well.
I'm seeing now too, so my D and Suri are in that camp of still playing. It seems playing the same way that they did and how they saw success. It is Mike and Jonathan, who's the next on my team, my fourth round pick, are openly, well, Jonathan's trying to be sneaky about it, that he's going to be a little bit more backstabby this year. And I was excited to hear that with someone on my team. He's sure, like, I'm going to make them think I'm the provider, as if he can ever turn that off.
I think Mike and Jonathan are both full of it, because here's the thing. And I love Mike White, but like, Mike's not doing anything different other than like he has abs now. Like other That's than he great, has abs yeah. now, he's still playing the exact same game he did. And it worked for him, so why not?
He's coming alongside the game, yeah.
Jonathan saying like, I'm going to pretend to be smart now and I'm
no,
not
he's
going to
be
I'm
actually
not going to be
smart.
The provider and pretend to be
he's
smart.
He's going to pretend to be dumb.
No,
actually be smart.
We know better. Jonathan saying, I'm going to pretend to be smart now for the cameras while I pretend to be the provider for everybody else is the same as Tara and Johnny showing up to the traders and being like, we're going to pretend we're not best friends.
For sure.
That's very it's just good. Like Jonathan.
Jonathan's
on,
not going to, yeah, he can't, he's trying to pretend he's not
We
best.
Know who you are, is that dude. What you're just come be big and dumb.
His on, also, his like intimidation that he feels, and I'm convinced that's what it is for D, is really funny to me. I want that conflict to come to a head.
It could be nice. D is the center of a lot of possible conflicts, I think. My last member that I have left is Emily, who I'll tell you what, if Ozzy had been voted out in this last episode, I think Emily would have been my next pick for winner. I think she's got a chance in a sneakily quiet way to get to the end and be able to prove it. To be quite honest.
Interesting. I don't agree, but I love
I will
that
take
you're
you
there.
On that bet.
Yeah. I would take that bet for sure.
I'm not betting she wins.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm betting Ozzy wins.
I think she's got a better chance than some other people for sure.
There you go. Yeah, like Genevieve from my team?
No, I think Genevieve has a much better chance than Emily.
Genevieve from Doja's team. But I'm still feeling pretty good about the squad, feeling good about my pick. If we remember, my 10-point random one was that Liz would present an Applebee's reward.
It might happen.
I hope there's still a chance.
Could still happen.
Yeah. Could still happen. We'll go to my team quickly. We've got the good Dr. Christian Hubicki.
Sure.
Remains my favorite
current
player
best thing
in
about
this game.
Season of Survivor.
The current best thing about Survivor 50 is Dr. Christian.
No doubt.
Chacho Hubicki.
Yeah.
Next up on my team, my second pick was Genevieve. I'm getting worried about old Jen.
Having a hard time. We're getting a lot of her story, though.
We're getting a lot of Genevieve right now.
She had a near scheme led what felt like led by Genevieve.
I know. It does feel a little bit like The Walking Dead when it'd be like, look at this guy. We'd never really learn much about him. And it means he's going to get bit by a zombie at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried that Jen's going to get bit by the survivor zombie.
He's wearing red. What is it in Star Trek?
Yeah. Jen is wearing red.
Yeah.
So she might be selected to lead an expedition to a hostile planet.
Yeah. Or get medevaced for drinking several spoiled coconuts and saying
it's like Sour
like
Patch
lemonade.
Kids.
Just trying to get a buzz.
Yeah.
Just trying to get a little buzz. When you're out there on Fiji, you just need a little zip sometimes. Next up is Charlie. Not getting a lot of Charlie, but
starting to
I
get
like
some
Charlie.
More Charlie.
Starting
I like,
to get more Charlie.
I like the Charlie Mike White moments. I think they're pretty funny together.
Charlie putting on Very Coach's funny. Toe ring in episode one was fantastic.
I did like that quite
that's
a lot.
That's a 10 out of 10 quite a lot.
Yeah.
Next, Charlie's always good for camp life.
Great too.
Yeah. Yes, Charlie is good for camp life. Colby, for the first time, is good for camp life.
Amazing.
I've never seen camp counselor Colby before.
I
this
can't
season,
get
but
enough
I am loving
Colby,
it.
Dude.
I am loving
Colby
this
season.
Colby.
I'll say Colby is one of my maybe like top 15 favorite players of Survivor.
Yeah,
I think that's fair.
And in season two, Colby is like this. Colby is like a good person to be around. He's not cranky. He's generally right. pretty happy.
Yeah. yeah.
And so it's nice.
He just got too Hollywood after season two is what happened. Yeah. His fame got to his head.
I think the snake challenge really helped him. The reward challenge.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
like grit it out and still look like he was going to do something in challenges, because that was kind of his downfall physically. Yeah. He just didn't feel like he still had it. And even in the challenge when we were in the water, he didn't seem like he was doing so great. But
yeah, he's got it now though.
If he's just got to pull something like how he used to do in 2-a-days back in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to pull some. If he's just got to show Riz when you play the game, you just got to pull some sometimes.
Riz, let me show you.
Yeah.
Let me show you what Riz really looks like.
There you go, Hershey bar.
Next up is Chrissy. Chrissy is getting pegged as a mom. And yeah.
Has Chrissy talked?
I don't know if Chrissy's talked.
She has great advice.
She has talked about wanting to take D out.
We do get some narration from her.
I think the kiss of death in Survivor, one of the many, is being a like demanding figure on a tribe of people who just want to chill out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she's mm-hmm. got
Can
it.
We start calling it the Lisa Rinna?
Instead of sure, in what way?
Oh, the kiss of death.
Because she was the kiss of death. Yeah.
She was the kiss
of death. If they had just put like some wine from the banquet over their doorway, she would have passed over
the house. as an aside here, one of the real downsides about being a housewife on the Traders is not being able to make expressions.
Yeah, your face is just stuck the way that the doctor limited. Made it.
A little bit limited.
Yeah. That's fair.
Nonverbal.
A man who knows no limits, a boundless source of expressions, is my final teammate. Q.
Quintavious.
It only takes one letter.
Quintavious Titty Milk on My Lulu's Burdette. Is that your dog?
Put some respect on his name.
Quintavious Titty Milk on My Lulu's Burdette. Yeah, exactly. Sure. It only takes one letter, but you should use them all sometimes.
Hey, can I tell you what? He's bringing that energy to this season. He is, for sure.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Man, I love Q. I can't believe how much more I love Q as a returner than as a first-time player. I think I didn't get Q that first season that he played.
Sure.
But having him back... Having him back is
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's like you see that friend that you weren't that close with in high school. And then it's like, wait, hang on.
Actually, he's cool.
You're actually pretty cool now.
I think
even though you did bad in that football game when the newspaper wrote a mean article.
Right, sure.
I think Q took about 10 days in his first season to kind of break.
I was about to say that too, man.
Like the first half of his season, he's like really trying to hold it together for Bamu.
He's trying to act like something he's not, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I will say, as a long
he's not being very silly so far.
As a long-time Q stan.
Narrations are silly.
I think that the Q we're getting now is the Q we have seen off of Survivor. And he brought that version of Q to Survivor. And that's the moneymaker. Is like,
it's
ridiculous.
I love the interview moment of like, hey, Q, who all do you think is lazy? And he's like, let me tell you exactly who's lazy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, please. Yes.
For sure.
That's what I want
It's
from
really
Q.
funny that him and Colby are bonding over like, Rizzo doesn't do anything around here. And Rizzo's like, I'm doing as little as possible. I mean, like, imagine them being on a tribe with Tyson.
Right.
Who's just like flipping them off as they're making camp.
Drinking all their coconuts.
Yeah.
Sure.
It was
all
the
their sour coconuts. Yeah. No, that's tough. I'll go through my team. I'm going to be honest with you, friends. We're down pretty bad over here on Team Jordan.
So Jordan and I are the only ones that have lost anyone.
Yep. And I did it twice.
But
I've only done it twice. Yes. No, Kyle was medevaced, which is a huge bummer. So my first round pick, Kyle, has been medevaced. RIP. Would have done great things. I truly believe that. I did lose Savannah in last week's episode. Hubris, probably. A mix of hubris and just sort of
Rick Devins
unlikability. And then Rick Devins leading the charge, I think, is really Savannah's biggest problem here. So, win some, lose twice sometimes. But I'm feeling pretty good about my remaining four because I do have Coach.
Oh, there's some huge dude.
Coach Benjamin the Dragon Slayer Wade, who is how do I say this? Perfect.
Yeah. The moment that he chooses to talk about it while he's got everybody here.
100%.
I need to reassure that I'm a man of my word.
Because he has been thinking about it every single second since Mike told him.
It's so funny.
What if they think
that,
I have no honor?
It's so funny that he's right about being upset about, like, this is a part of the game. Relax.
Yes.
But that's not how he conceptualizes it. He's
He has
how dare you,
a character.
Ozzy.
Yeah. Coach has created a character that plays Survivor normally.
It's called Coach 4.0, and he does the same thing every time.
Right. That character plays the game normally, but real Coach takes everything unbelievably personally. Coach is the example, the perfect example of if I ever got on social media and saw, like, Coach Benjamin Wade goes to therapy, I'd be like, no, don't let him go. He's going to lose all his magic. Don't let him go.
Start sending hate mail to his therapist.
Yes, dude, we got to figure it out. Death threats to the therapist or something. Yeah, Coach is just phenomenal. What a character. I'm really stoked about Camilla. There's something about Camilla that this seems under-edited so far for how fun and interesting she is. We've really only gotten hoodie tightened all the way up, Camilla, and then sad about Kyle leaving. And there was something about that tear rolling down her cheek,
vengeance
about
tear.
Kyle leaving, that was like, it was a little, it was almost
retribution tear.
Tyson after his wife is voted out kind of vibes. It was almost like, oh, you guys are going to get it. And by you guys, I mean the production crew, I guess, because it's their fault. So I don't know.
I love that these get to happen in tandem, that the universe gave Coach and Camilla right back to back for you, because this thing just happened with Camilla crying, clearly emotional, and had to have been seconds later
when Coach is like,
Kyle's
I gotta say something.
Team tribe that got there last. He's anyways, I want to say this, but
we're super bummed about Craig, but listen, I do want to say one thing.
And then, you know, with what Ozzy had to say, I wanted it to be cut to Andy Cohen being like,
And
Coach being like, okay, that's fine, Kyle. Ozzy, wipe that smirk off your face.
But one of the best things is I love our camera crew, because they zoomed in on Q, who was also there.
Yes.
And he's just like, just shaking his head.
I want just like a little Q reaction shot in the corner of my screen for everything.
Yeah, give me a Q.
I always want to know what Q's thinking about.
QAM, give me a Q cam down in the bottom corner.
A QAM.
QUD, a quad.
Yeah, constantly on. Next up, I do have my unstoppable juggle knob, my point hero, my team captain, Rickamus Devins, bringing in all the silly points. All the personality points, all the narrator points. If Rick is on the season, he's talking. We know this.
Yep.
And I just want to say, I don't care about the points here. What happened in last week's episode with Rick and Christian is one of my top Survivor moments of all time.
Yeah, dude.
And if it pays off, it will maybe be a top five.
It doesn't. It doesn't have to pay off to be a top 10.
No. Just the idea is wonderful. The execution's wonderful.
That's what I'm saying.
When Christian faked the fall so that Devins could plant the fake idol. And
Christian committed. He fell hard.
There's something to
the most believable person to trip and fall.
Yeah, because he just fell. He actually fell.
Yeah.
But I think probably, and
good thing it wasn't a Rick and Joe.
Something klutzy about Alliance him and that Joe is had fine to let him fall.
Yeah.
But so I didn't put this together until I was thinking about it. I think I saw somebody post a clip, and then I was like, oh, wait a minute. So in Winners at War, Adam, who's a great sort of under-edited player, Adam believes that there is an idol hidden at Tribal
in the podium,
and does attempt to grab and play it and goes home. And he says to Jeff, you know, hey, you got to try. And I love that energy. But I didn't really think about the fact that, like, you know, it would be a very Survivor production thing to do, to take that moment and then in 50 really hide an idol at Tribal Council. And all these players are aware of that happening in Winners at War. And so there's a world where this pays off.
Rick is doing exactly what he wants to, especially with this moment. I think the reason, Jordan, for me that this also would make like a top five moment ever is because this is the umami, this is the espresso drip of what Rick hopes to be for this legacy,
and Christian,
for this show.
Christian gets full
and
credit
Christian,
for
but
his
we talked about Rick's super fandom and how he wants to do something that people never forget.
For sure.
And what he's done here And maybe he's thinking about it now. I know his biggest payoff is for him to grab it the next time they come back. Who knows when Rick will be back at
Maybe Trident? Christian's the one that gets the payoff from this.
Or and Christian. Yeah. Or it could be someone who's so desperate that happens to look over. But the tension for that sure. he has created by the end of episode two for every mm-hmm. single tribal, a place already mm-hmm. full of tension, is just wonderful storytelling. Rick is a
I think the most interesting version of this is if he uses it to save somebody that's not even him.
Yeah. I think the funniest version of this is the yeah, next tribal council, be, yeah. someone goes and it's not that tribe and they find it.
Yeah.
Like, and play if it and go Rizzo home. Goes up and is like, this is fake. What the heck?
Jeff, I found an idol, Jeff, and I'm going to play it, Jeff.
Yeah. Is that your Rizzo impression?
It was a perfect Rizzo impression.
I thought it was perfect. Next. Personally, I thought it was perfect.
From the Muppets.
You didn't use
the rat.
You didn't use Rizzo the rat from the Muppets?
Chopped or in that case, cooked.
It was perfect.
It was pretty good.
I don't know. Last. I think anytime I think about Rizzo doing well, I start to get...
Hey, leave him alone. He's a baby. He's
a major crier.
He's a baby. Jordan, I have, is one, that more. You have I one more on my team. Oh, last, and it's but the... certainly not least, Angelina, the Jacket Queen herself. I mean, she's entertaining. I assume she's not going anywhere for a while. She's a pretty tight goat candidate here. And so yeah. I think she's going to get dragged for a minute. But man, I'm waiting on her to lock in, not to the gameplay. That won't happen. But I'm waiting on her to lock in for the sillies because she's got plenty right. in her back pocket. But I feel like we haven't seen her really reach there yet.
Right. I'm waiting on her to entertain me the way she did it.
Apparently, sure. she tried to pull a negotiation in the first episode and they yeah. cut it.
She did. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love that because the two things Angelina has in spades is time and audacity. And I love that about her.
Yeah.
Like, there is nothing yeah. that is too minuscule for her to haggle over. Like, she'll just be like, well, I got time, so we'll talk about it.
Like, in the Rick of it all, if Rick and Angelina were on the same tribe and Angelina mm-hmm. got voted out, I could totally see him taking his jacket off to give to her on the way out kind of thing. Like, that's the fanfare that he brings, and I love it.
For sure.
All right. On my tribe, I have Joe. I have quite a bit of thoughts about Joe. I think
you have Netflix's Joe Hunter?
Yes. I have
Tyler Perry's Joe Hunter.
That interaction between him and Rick, I think, was bad for both of them. Because Joe has never played from the bottom, and neither had Savannah, by the way, and Rick has never played from a position of power.
Yeah.
And it was super weird to me that Rick decided to lie about that. I'm pretty sure it was Ozzy's idea that Joe, Rick, and Savannah would be in alliance or something like that. It was a completely out of nowhere lie from Rick. And yeah. I'm really worried about Rick if he keeps doing stuff like that. Because if you're Joe and you realize that nobody wants to talk to you, what do you do other than be like, why did you not tell me that I'm in an alliance with you? You're obviously not. Like,
yeah.
I think if I was Joe, I would be upset about that too. But apparently he was being pretty off-putting to the rest of his tribe. I think if Rick just says, yeah, we're in alliance, like, let's work together, whatever, Joe goes home, not Savannah. Yeah. Because all of them kept talking about how much they hate working with Joe. So Joe's salvation might be a tribe swap.
For sure.
Yeah.
And he has to get with somebody like Coach or Colby. But I think it would not be a bad call for Christian to start separating himself from Rick.
Really? I hope it doesn't happen.
I don't want that.
Oh, it's great TV, but it's bad for Christian's game if Rick is doing stuff like this.
See, I don't know. I think Christian has this likability to him that makes it hard to really tie him to any nefariousness.
Yeah.
I disagree. He was targeted so many times on his season because they were like, he's so likable. He has to leave.
But like, he was also with a bunch of like jocks. And there's jocks here, certainly. But I feel like
who targeted him. It was like his own allies who were like, Christian is way too likable.
Mostly it was Gabby.
I mean, yeah. I guess there's a difference between targeting and considering a threat to deal with at some point. But I don't know. I don't feel like he's ever really been in a position where people were like, he's the most likely to win. Let's boot him.
That was his narrative for like three episodes in David versus Goliath.
Because of likability?
Yeah. They're like, he...
I mean, I guess that's
like
fair
him
then.
Too much.
I mean, yeah, I guess if the players themselves are like, I like him so much, I'll give him $1 million.
Yeah, and that was with the... Yeah.
I guess I could see that.
Then I have Aubrey, who... is in hell currently. As everyone was drinking the spoiled coconuts, the look on her face was, I would rather jump off a cliff right now.
Similar to when Genevieve just even talked to her in episode one.
Yeah. I would say Aubrey's default look is, I would rather jump off a cliff than be doing what I'm doing right now.
I think she is
would you
probably
say Aubrey's a villain?
No.
But I do think she has that same thing that people praised about Savannah, where like she'll just look somebody in the eyes and be like, tell me what you think about this.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
The difference is that Aubrey will then be like, okay, let's go to the whiteboard and figure out what to do with this information, versus Savannah looks at the camera and is like, I'm awesome for doing that.
Yeah.
Right.
Then I have Ozzy, who I feel like is in a great spot. They want to target him, but Ceri is not having it.
This tribe swap could be very, very bad for Ozzy.
Yes.
I think we're assuming
this happens on the next episode. Is that right?
It does.
That's what the preview told us.
Three groups of seven.
Yeah. I think that Ozzy is not looked at as a threat. I think most new era players will think Ozzy can be kind of a goat.
I hope he gets put on the same tribe as Coach.
Oh.
That is ideal. And it's even more ideal if, like, Colby. I think that's pretty good for Joe, weirdly.
Well, but it's Colby, Ozzy, and Coach, they're never going to tribal because they've got a dragon slayer and two dragons. So,
yeah.
What he's just going to ride them.
Unless he accidentally slays one of them.
Well, I wouldn't say Colby's a dragon. I would say Colby's more of like a troll.
He's a Superman in a dragon suit.
Then I have Tiffany, who's gotten approximately 15 seconds of screen time.
That's generous.
But, I'm surprised Tiffany's credited on IMDb.
But her guns, dude, her arms are still looking. She could punch a hole. Well,
she's looking strong for each of those 15 seconds.
Here's my thoughts about
the beginning of her season.
No, but also that's editing, right? Because her tribe lost. So badly, all of those challenges. And her new tribe has not struggled a second. That's why, like, Tiffany, Camilla, Dee.
They're all pretty under-edited right now.
Chrissy have, like, no screen time right now. And it's because there's not really anything interesting going on in that tribe.
Right, yeah, they're not.
Nobody's gone home. They're not feeling threatened. Nobody got medevaced. They're just kind of hanging out. Mm-hmm. Which might be good for them post-merge. Charlie hasn't gotten basically any screen time. My next is Rizgad. I feel pretty good about Rizgad right now.
Yeah, me too. He's your favorite of all time, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't say he's my favorite of all time, but I would say that if you told me at the beginning of 49 that I would that he would be my favorite player on 49, I would be like, you are taking my pants off and crapping in them.
Are there any more pre-existing like allies like from their previous seasons?
Oh yeah.
I don't think so.
Mike White, Angelina, and Christian.
Christian.
Oh, okay.
You're just saying people have played together? Ozzy and
No, not who've played together. Like
who are Camilla, allies?
Yes, allies. Yeah. Like Kyle and Camilla. Oh, they were allies too.
The David versus Goliath crew.
Like deep. Gotcha. I just thought it was interesting that two of the more, well, certainly two of the strongest new era pairs have already been broke up within the first two episodes with Savannah and Kyle gone, which I think is good for the show. Just to see who does better. Like, who do you think will do better without their person?
Yeah.
And I think it's Camilla.
I think Camilla is more interesting to watch play solo than Kyle.
I agree.
But I do feel robbed of what Kyle could have gotten.
Everybody does, man.
To do. Yeah.
The algos about that episode. Everyone's just so sad for him. Mm-hmm. Just such a bummer.
Devastating.
I got one more. I'm going to say her name. I don't have anything to say. Her name is Stephanie. All right. She is on my tribe.
She's there.
Yeah.
Swanson approach. My 10-point random pick is that somebody shit their pants during a challenge, and I'm pretty devastated that he couldn't hold it for just
you
a little
and
bit longer.
Have come so, close to your 10-point.
Oh, yeah, because my 10-point random thing was that somebody gets bruised, and Kyle did on the second challenge, not the first.
I thought mine was so far-fetched.
Yeah, because we don't really ever see that. They haven't really – they've talked about pooping.
Yeah, of course. Really everybody poops, but the good doctor just went ahead and did it in his trousers. Him turning to the camera like four times and being like, you don't want to see this.
No, seriously. I'm being serious.
You don't want to see this.
It was really funny to get a confessional of Joe where he can't pull it together because he's laughing so hard.
Yeah, no, that was good.
That
was, yes.
What That's the most human start. Response to that happening in real life.
Right. He had to blur out his butt, dude. It was that bad.
Christian turns to the camera and says, my wife is going to divorce me.
Him walking past Emily and Emily like, what happened on the beach? Too good.
What did Mike
do? For people to be able to just laugh at you and that be okay and you for welcome sure. that, that's such a Christian thing. You talk about like his likability and people talking about that all the time. He just has that immediately with people. And an amazing quality if you're trying to trick people and win $1 million.
Yeah, I think that trio, Mike, Christian, and Angelina are not going to all survive to the merge because I think people will be really aware of that all three of them are still in, whereas the pre-existing, like on-screen alliances are out.
Yeah.
And that's not great for any of those three. Because they're probably not all going to get swapped onto the same tribe. But if they were, the other four on your tribe are like, we know who our target is.
Yeah, yeah totally. Sure. If they're thinking like that, though, I think there's groups, there's variations of the groups that won't be thinking like that.
Yeah. I think as we look ahead to this third episode and the tribe swaps, we've already talked about some of our team, our tribe that we're worried about. Like on a scale of 1 to 10, how worried are you that you're going to lose somebody? Someone will get voted out that is on your tribe in our next episode.
I think it's just hard because I don't know where
what's
the
going to happen with
the, fall.
With the new dynamics. Yeah. That's a really hard question.
Even with the tribe dynamics, I would put myself at a 3.
Yeah.
Out of
10.
Okay.
I'm not especially worried about anybody I have.
I think I'm somewhere in the middle. I think Mike going anywhere scares me. Mike existing on this show scares me. So I think just the fact that I have him.
Especially if they go like right to tribal or something like that.
Yeah. You know. So there's enough people that I've seen her not do well in challenges. Her and Ozzy are about to get broken up. Probably.
Maybe.
The Wayne's.
I'm not. I mean, like my main strategy in drafting my tribe was that I just didn't want. I wanted a lot of people who I thought were going to make the merge. And so I could see Rizzo getting swapped and they're like, we just hate this kid. But
start over. Yeah.
But he has a pretty good nose for like, I'm being targeted. I'm going to cause mayhem.
Chaos. Yeah.
Like Flippin has that too. I mean, I'm probably the most worried about Joe, but even then I would say like I'm a 2 out of 10.
Yeah. Interested to see if people who gave the boomerang idol away are going to be on a tribe with the person they gave it to.
Man, I'm that double. Could be Gage and I are both double boomeranged.
Both of Doja's players found it and both of my players received it.
God. That is bad so for your players, Gage, because
theoretically,
actively
yes.
incentivized to.
That's our
cut.
Biggest penalty, right? Our point penalty?
Would that is count?
If you have an idol in your.
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah, it would count. It would be double. Doja would get a point for both of them and I would lose a point for both of them. But. Wow. Does it count?
No,
I guess
you would
it's
lose
not in
three
the
points.
You would lose, 3 points for both.
For both?
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah. That's pretty brutal. But that being said,
I'm not worried.
Aubrey is the type of player to play her idols.
For sure.
And
Ozzy's
I think
not.
We'll see about Ozzy. Oscar might be someone who does. But also, Ceri knows about it. So as long as they hopefully are in the same sphere.
But
Ceri will
can't
be like,
play it for her. So she's
no,
not
but
super
Ceri can tell him when to play it.
That's true. That's true.
But she's controlled him before. That's what's so crazy. So is he really Oscar now? Or is he just Ozzy again?
I think he's Oscar.
Oswald. He's neither.
I don't think he's. Third I think Ozzy's dead.
Long live Ozzy.
It's like we're watching Moon Knight. It's like, which one is Oscar which one Isaac is it, right now?
Dude. Right.
And Saria's Khonshu.
If there is if there was a celebrity version of Survivor, who would you want to see out there? Not Mike White. That doesn't count.
Singular person?
Yeah.
America's sweetheart, Walter Groggins.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Sure. I think it's only because you said Walton Goggins, but all of a sudden I can't stop thinking about Danny McBride playing Survivor.
Yeah, dude. Just how about just all the Righteous Gemstones?
Yeah, give me the whole Survivor. Gemstones cast. The Gemstone Alliance.
I want to get the closest to... I think about our ChatGPT Survivor all the time. So the closest I can get to Shrek being actually on the island maybe is Mike Myers. But just acting like Shrek would be fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just
yeah. in a Shrek, just dressed as maybe it's Bad Bunny dressed as Shrek from that one SNL
maybe
sketch.
Bad Bunny would be a great one.
Benny Blanco actually is pretty high up there for me too, if I'm being honest.
Yeah,
I think I would commit a crime to see Sarah Sherman play Survivor.
Yeah, dude.
I think she would go full Muppet.
Yeah, yeah.
In the best way. I think she would be a goat. And that is ideal for me.
Sure, yeah.
That they're like, hey, nobody's going to vote for you, but we're keeping you around. And then Sarah has permission to just...
She seems pretty savvy to me, actually.
No, she is, but I don't think she'd be able to resist how many silly around. Moments. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair. Speaking of silly moments, let's go ahead and end this episode. And, chat announcements is just going to probably get dropped in somewhere. So, listeners, pretend you heard it or, it'll be.
What if we put it right here?
And then come back with the sign off? It'd be hilarious.
To end today's episode, I'd like for each of us to say our name and who on somebody else's team would most benefit you if they left right now.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That's so good.
That's great.
For two chunks and a hunk, I'm Jordan. It's definitely Joe. I'm really rooting for Joe's demise. Yeah.
Netflix is Tyler Perry's Joe Hunter.
He is actively in opposition to Rick, my greatest point earner. So
yeah,
it's gotta be adios Joe for me.
Yeah, I'm Doge and I'm sending a strongly worded letter to Aubrey's parents because their daughter is bullying my daughter at school. Mm. And I just need Genevieve to have no more bullies and get to win this game.
Interesting.
My favorite part about that is that Aubrey has no friends on that tribe.
Yeah, correct. Right. Yeah, that's
hilarious. I'm Carter and I put everything on red. It feels like I have an entire tribe that I've never possessed at all. I don't have anybody. So I really have to think about just the dynamics of two separate tribes. Mm. And in this case, if I want Suri to do well and also have my winner pick do well, I need Rick gone.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And that makes me sad as a watcher.
Sure.
But as a person trying to win this particular game, I think the best thing for me is Rick to be gone.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's probably Coach, but I would never say that. So I think the best thing
would you ever say your name? Or is this like your first? Is this like your first podcast?
No, I'm an alias. Like my name's Gage. I'm gonna probably have to say Genevieve because
y'all are feuding. This is great.
I think that Genevieve could send both Suri and Aubrey home.
Mm,
Suri's not on my team, but she's my winner pick, and I don't want her leaving.
Yeah.
The dynamic already have between Doge and Gage's teams is phenomenal. The double boomerang.
Yeah. Real rivalry brewing.
The true rivalry exactly. here is just incredible.
Both of us have all of our players left.
Hey, you have half of your team, Gage, has someone they already hate.
Yeah, so that's much. True.
True.
So
it's true.
Joe, Aubrey, and Ozzy.
Yeah. Top three, yes.
Yeah. The good news is that Tiffany's going to win because she just hasn't been on the screen the whole time.
Yeah, that's it.
So
exactly. It's not a bad guess.
That Gabler strategy. Yeah, Tiffany. Alla Gabler.
At live final tribal, Tiffany's just going to say, did any of you even know that I was playing?
Says her first line of the season.
Yep.
And that's how you talk about Survivor.
That's how we do it on Survivor.
In podcast form.